This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There's a documentary that premieres today about hunger in America. It's called A Place at the Table, and it was put together by the chef Tom Colicchio of Top Chef fame and his wife Lori Silverbush. Well, as part of our coverage of wealth and poverty issues, we're joined now by Tom Colicchio. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, so first of all, why did you make this movie?
5-6 years ago, my wife was mentoring a young girl, and we figured out that she was often hungry and her family was often hungry. So my wife came home one day and said, I want to explore the idea of doing a film about hunger, and realized that in 1968, there was a news piece on CBS that focused on hunger. And soon after that, legislation was created that pretty much wiped out hunger until the 80s in this country. And so the film or a news piece fixed it once, that we can probably fix it again.
How much of the solution to this problem is from the government? How much of it is from families? How much of it is from private businesses and organizations?
Well, I think the government is the real key here. If it was just about charity, just about money, we would have solved this already. You know, if you look at things that government has done before and sort of health issues that they've solved, like yellow fever and cholera and things like that, these were issues that we thought were just issues of the poor, issues of the inner city. And it wasn't until government figured out that it was either through mosquitoes or through water that was tainted. And that took care of these problems. But I think the problem right now is that this isn't something that has become a voting issue. I mean, if you looked at the last election, it didn't come up once.
How much do things like school lunches help?
Well, 17 million children are food insecure. You know, at some point of the month, they're going to struggle to put food on the table. So school lunch, if you figure, can really take care to feed a lot of kids who are food insecure. But again, the problem with that is, what are we feeding them? And so if you look at school lunch and you look at the dollars that are allocated to a meal, it's a dollar and change. And so it's really not enough to put healthy food on the plate for a lot of kids.
And your own mother ran a high school lunch program.
She did. She ran a high school lunch program in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where we grew up.
So were you talking about these issues as a kid then?
No, you know, we not as a kid, no. You know, we always just, my brothers and I assumed that my mother was going to work and there was kind of social time for her. You know, she was just getting out of the house and doing her thing. And it wasn't until she was in her sort of 60s, late 60s, and we were trying to get her to retire. She said, you know, these kids who come into my lunchroom for breakfast and lunch, I know this is the only thing they're eating all day, and I'm really fighting to get them some healthy food, at least a choice. And I know if I leave, it's going to go away. So it changed my complete view of what she was doing, and I never realized that she was actually had this in her mind that she was helping.
Tom Colicchio, chef whose new documentary is called A Place at the Table. It premieres today in theaters, on iTunes, and on demand. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks.